December 5, 1938. God sighs for souls to live in His will. How it is established that He will form a divine life for each created thing, and for each act the creature will do in His will. How His sanctity and His love will remain formed in them. The ocean of the divine will is always murmuring, forming its huge waves to assault the creature, now with light, now with love, now with enchanting beauty, now with its sighs, longing for a little place in the creatures, to be able to live in them. Its love is unspeakable. It would reach the excesses. It would use all its stratagems of love, to have the freedom to live and make us live in its fiat. I remained surprised in seeing this, and my adorable Jesus told me, "Daughter of my will, you don't know the extent our love reaches, and what we will do to make the creature live in our will. This is the most beautiful point of creation, and if we didn't do so, we could say that our work is not accomplished, or that we have not done what we know how to do, and can do. We could say that we haven't done anything of what is still left to do. You must know that it has been established from eternity that we will form in ourselves a life for each created thing and for each act the creature will do in our will. Since our being is superior to all, it is right that it surpasses in its lives the number of all created things, and all the acts of the human family. But if the creature does not live in our will, we can't do this. The divine material would be missing in order to form our life in her acts. The place in which to put it would be missing. Forming our lives without someone to receive them. What for? See then, how this is really the most beautiful, the most powerful and wisest act. It is about exposing the lives that we have already generated in our womb. But we can't deliver them, because our will does not reign. Do you think it is trivial that something is still missing in the work of creation? It is the most interesting act, the culminating point, in which the creation and all the acts will be wrapped, with a beauty so rare, with a blooming so great that the beauty that creatures have known of us, and the glory that they gave us in the past will all remain like little drops. My daughter, oh, how much we long for it. How much our delirious love is yearning and sighing for the creature to live in our will. And since we know that she will be lacking many things for us in order to use her acts to form our life, we are available to work continuously to compensate for anything. In each of her acts we will give her our love, sanctity, goodness and beauty, so that nothing can miss of what is needed to form our life. We will generate and reproduce ourselves, and oh, how much love, sanctity and goodness we will receive in return. How could we not sigh for the creatures to live in our will? Not only would we have the creatures, but also our very life generated in their acts. While enjoying one life, another one will be coming in another, according to all the acts they will do. As soon as we see that the creature is about to do one act, we will position ourselves, becoming actors and spectators of our very life. What joy! What happiness, my daughter, to be able to form ourselves. To have someone who knows us and loves us. To possess our royal palace within the creature. Further, there is the great good that the creature will receive. Her little sanctity will remain in ours. Her little love will remain in our love. Her goodness and beauty within ours. In this way, if she does a holy act, she will have our sanctity in her power. If she loves, she will love with our love, and so forth. All her acts will rise from within our acts. So, she will love us always and we will feel always loved. She will grow more and more in sanctity, goodness and beauty, and with this, she will acquire ever new knowledge of the love of her Creator. She will feel it palpitating in her acts. My will reveal to her ever new things about our divine being, to make her appreciate more our life that she possesses. The knowledge will make new love arise, by communicating more truths about our beauty. It won't stop telling her new things, as if feeding her with what we are. The happy creature will feel as if caught in the net of our love. Invested by our light and by the enchantment of our beauty, and we will be so enraptured by her love that we will take refuge within her, to love and to release our love. We will embellish her so much that we will let ourselves be conquered by such a rare beauty. All other things are like little drops compared to the living of the creature in our will. Therefore, be attentive. If you live in my will, you will give me the greatest joy and will make me happy. After this, I kept on thinking about the great good of living in the divine will, and my sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, this good is so great that I vividly feel our life palpitating in the creature. So much so, that we no longer need any words in order to make ourselves understood. Our breath in hers is word that invests the whole human being, turning it into our word. It speaks in the mind, in the works, in the steps. The virtue of our creative word invests her in such a way as to be felt inside the most intimate fibers of her heart. I turn the creature into my very word. My word becomes her nature. Not doing what I say and want would be as if going against herself. This cannot be. For one who lives in my will, I am the word in the breathing, in the motion, in the intelligence, in the glance, in everything. To the extent that, while feeling fused and soaked inside my word, not having heard the sound of my voice, she is surprised and says, I feel as if my nature has changed into his word, and I don't know when he spoke to me. And I, don't you know that I am word in every instant? And although you aren't listening, I speak, knowing that, when you will enter the room of your soul, you will find it, and will take the gift of my word. My words don't run away, but they remain and transform the human nature into themselves. There is such a union and a transformation that, those who live in our will, and we, ourselves, understand each other without talking, we speak without words. This is the greatest gift that we can give to the creature, to speak with her breath and motion. She identified with us in so much, that we use the same modes with her that we use with ourselves. Since our divine being is all word and voice, when we do not want, we do not let anybody hear. Therefore, be attentive and let my will guide you in everything.